This is Tom Warren inviting your attention to Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, as we bring you a lesson today on five gospel minutes. The passage to which I have just referred has the account of the conversion of a man of Ethiopia to Jesus Christ. It tells the account of his being saved by the blood of Christ. This account, of course, is under the Great Commission, in which Jesus said, as recorded in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." You remember, if you've read the account in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, this was a man who was a very zealous religious man, a member of the Jewish religion, who had traveled from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to worship, according as he understood in the Jewish religion. And returning, God has guided a certain man, an evangelist named Philip, to come up alongside his chariot and to preach to him the gospel of Christ after having been invited up into the chariot. And the Bible tells us that as they rode along, and he began from Isaiah chapter 53 and preached unto him Jesus, that when they came to a certain water, the man cried out, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip the evangelist told him, "If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you may." He confessed his faith. Both of the men got out of the chariot. They both went down into the water, and Philip baptized the man of Ethiopia. And then, and not until then, he rejoiced greatly and went on his way rejoicing. Now, what great lessons can we learn from this account? First of all, we learn the value of each and every soul. God so loved the world, we read in John chapter 3, verse 16. The grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men, Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Each and every soul in the world is worth more than the entire world, Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Note that God is concerned for each and every person. He's certainly concerned for you. In the second place, we note that God is especially concerned with those who are concerned for themselves. This man was a religious man who was zealously acting in harmony with good conscience, doing what he believed was right. Even though what he was doing was now wrong, the Jewish religion had been superseded by Christianity, he was at least doing what he felt was right. And God, of course, recognized this and brought this man, who was a true gospel preacher, into his presence to teach him the truth. In the next place, we note this great lesson, that there is no substitute for truth. Now, none of us has any problem with this as concerns ordinary affairs of life. We know that if a doctor improperly diagnoses our illness, that his sincerity will not change a wrong diagnosis into a right one. We know that if an engineer makes a miscalculation in his mathematics, that a bridge will fall, and his sincerity will not change that. But now note the facts about this man of Ethiopia. He was a man who believed in the one true God. He was religious. He was devoutly religious. He was studious and zealous, eager to learn. He was no quibbler. He accepted the truth when it was presented. And so it is the case in each of our lives, that there can be no substitute for knowing the truth. Recall that Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And further, there's no substitute for obeying the truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9 makes clear that those who do not obey the gospel will be lost. So there is no substitute for the truth. You've got to learn the truth, and you've got to obey it. In the fourth place, we learn that Jesus Christ should be preached. You can't preach Jesus Christ without preaching what the Bible teaches about him. This means his preexistence is the Word, John chapter 1, verse 1. Without preaching his name, Acts 4 and 12, his authority, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, his word, his plan of salvation, his church, his love, his second coming, his judgment, and his eternity. Philip preached exactly the same gospel as was preached by all of the other apostles, and certainly as we recall the apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where he told believers to repent and be baptized in order to be saved. And so you can see that this man, in preaching Jesus, preached the essentiality, one obeying Christ in being baptized for remission of his sins. Read, if you will, Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, and see for yourself that these things are so.